I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's talk a bit about a very cool sounding exhibition at Auckland's Central Library, which is all about fashion. From mini skirts and cardigans and paisley print to shoulder pads and knee-high socks and bow ties, though they've never really gone out of fashion, have they, bow ties? There have been numerous fashion trends in Aotearoa over the years. Maybe a few faux pas as well. And now a new exhibition at Auckland Central Library is showcasing that fashion and the ways it's impacted different parts of our society. Zoe Colling is an Associate Curator of Ephemera for Auckland Council Libraries and helped put together the exhibition. It's called That's So Last Century, What We Wore from the 1950s to the 1990s. Zoe joined me in studio earlier today, and I began by asking her about that snazzy title, Associate Curator of Ephemera.
Yeah, it's a good word. So ephemera is defined as printed material that is intended to have a limited lifespan. So some examples are like gig posters, right, movie tickets, clothing labels. In the exhibition we have a sewing machine manual. So paper-based items that most people would throw away, but libraries and galleries and museums keep ephemera because it helps with social history research, yeah, and gives a picture of what life was like at the time the material was printed.
And there is like a drive in people to collect stuff like this too, right? Like I've got ticket stubs from when I went up the Empire State Building that I'll never throw away, even though it's completely useless for all intents and purposes for the rest of time.
That's true, yeah. I guess there's an appeal to collecting ephemera, partly because it can have a nice design appeal. Interesting from a design perspective. And also, like you've just said, it can connect you with something that happened in your life, right? It's a nice memory, thinking of that trip, I'm sure.
How is fashion ephemeral?
Oh gosh, that's a
that's an interesting
that's
philosophical
a,
question, isn't it? Yeah,
quite a deep question. Yeah, is fashion ephemeral?
I guess so.
Yeah. Things go round in circles. Something is a fad for a short period of time, and ephemeral in that way, fleeting.
Yeah,
but then we'll appear again.
And gain greater meaning, perhaps, without sort of intent or purpose. It just kind of happens, right? In the moment with fashion trends, what is cool becomes cool. And yet sometimes some things, I don't know, I'm speaking in such generalities, I'm kind of thinking on the fly, but like something like flared pants have become a symbol of the 70s in a way that maybe you wouldn't have thought they would have had you been there at the time, and maybe things like really original posters for movies or designs of tickets could have something similar. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree.
No, I kind of get where you're going, and I think perhaps like flared trousers, or if we think of other 70s trends, like kind of hippie bohemian wear, you know, they connect to what's happening in society at the time, right?
Yeah.
So movements for social change that were happening there can be reflected in the fashion trends.
Yeah, and that becomes observable afterwards, I suppose. Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah, or like the mini skirt in the 60s. Mm. That was like a liberating thing, right?
So the exhibition, That's So Last Century, What We Wore, 1950s to 1990s, where'd the idea come from in the first place?
The idea came from a short documentary that my colleagues put together. Mm-hmm. It's part of a series of short films which highlight treasures in Auckland Library's heritage collections. And this episode was a streetwear episode. My colleague Renee is interviewed alongside Doris DuPont, who has been a great support for this exhibition. And they looked at the Reichenberg Street photos, the 1990 project photos and magazines held in our collection. And when we were brainstorming fashion as a possible exhibition idea, mm-hmm. other colleagues of mine mentioned the Cambridge Clothing Company archive that we hold and the Noel Brotherston images, which is a new acquisition. And we kind of thought that there would be enough to go on for an exhibition in our relatively small room with those collections.
Well, yeah, because as opposed to the garments themselves, this is a collection of items that reflect the various fashions and trends in New Zealand, yeah?
It does show what was featured in fashion magazines, and we look at studio photographers like Clifton Firth, who was taking amazing kind of Hollywood glamour shots in the 50s, and also like Noel Brotherston was taking photos of for fashion magazines and newspapers in the 60s and 70s. But we also wanted to show everyday wear. So that's why we've included photographers who took more candid snaps, including home photographers. And that's why we also showed things like the ephemera in the home sewing case, which shows patterns. And so we wanted to not only focus on high fashion, but also give more of a sense of, what everyday New Zealanders were wearing and, you know, a small sample.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, you know, the knitting and sewing element of things, am I right in saying quite a strong focus on that? Because, of course, that would have, it's a big part of clothes.
Yeah.
It's a big part of it, you know.
Well, especially in the latter part of the 20th century, we weren't importing clothing into the country. Lots of clothes were made here, so we decided to have one case looking at clothing manufacturing, partly because the library's collection supports that focus. So we kind of work with what we've got. So we wanted to show the Cambridge Clothing Company collection. They were a big employer, and one of the leaflets that we show has a shot of the car park, and you just see, you know, space for like 400 cars or something. We also wanted to highlight home sewing, which, you know, people still do. Might have been a lockdown trend for some or focus.
Yeah.
But it was a practical thing during that time period, right? People who were a bit more wealthy could afford to have bespoke outfits made for them.
Made to measure, yeah.
But often people, women would often learn to sew, and it was a necessary skill to have.
Did going through this material cause you to reflect in 2024 about how easy clothes are for many people?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, fast fashion is everywhere.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to some people in the exhibition room, we were talking about op shopping because, you know, op shopping has been a beloved New Zealand pastime. But these days in op shops, the fast fashion is present there too, right? It gets cycled through. You know, I'm in my early 40s, and when I was a teen, op shopping was so cool because you could get the 60s, 70s really well-made clothing, and now that's kind of left to the second-hand boutiques at a higher price.
When it comes to sort of the styles and trends that you observe over the decades, do you see, in looking at these materials, do you see New Zealand evolving its own sense of style, or are we generally following other countries?
I think in the 50s and 60s, we were definitely looking at London and
Britain
Paris.
Light. Yeah, right.
Yeah, what was happening over there. And again, perhaps someone would go to a fabric store, buy a pattern, and they'd be able to emulate what was fashionable overseas quite easily through home sewing here. From the 70s and definitely into the 80s and 90s, New Zealand fashion designers were coming into their own and were less concerned about overseas fashion trends and more interested in creating their own designs and their own path, I guess. And in the exhibition, we look at streetwear quite a bit, especially for that latter part of the 20th century, designers were influenced by what everyday people were wearing.
Yeah.
And there was an inventiveness to streetwear that the designers kind of adopted.
Mm.
The exhibition looks at how fashion has impacted different parts of society, which is one of those nebulous sentences that sounds nice, but, you know, what does that mean? What do you think that means?
Yeah, I've touched on some of the topics. Yeah, how the garment industry impacted people's lives in different ways. So we look at manufacturing, we look at home sewing, and we also look at shopping and the different ways we shopped. We got to do a little bit of research into early department stores in Auckland.
Yeah.
It was great looking at Milne and Choice and Smith and Coe's. Milne and Choice was established by two sisters. Mm. And Smith & Coe's was established by a woman, and then I think her husband and brother joined her later.
Yeah,
yeah, department stores were, like, huge, varied places, and you could get so many different things,
I
right?
I mean,
and,
both of these were established in the 19th century. I think Milne & Choice, 1867, I hear, for Smith & Coe's, 1880.
That's a long time ago. It's amazing. Yeah. Smith & Coe's is still going.
Any favourite, particular favourite finds in this exhibition or things that really... you know, spoke to you personally? Like, do you have an interest in fashion, or is this part of the job kind of thing?
Bit of both.
Yeah?
Bit of both. Yeah, I kind of mentioned fast fashion, and I guess these days I'm quite interested, if I do buy clothes, it's like secondhand, or it's something that's going to last a while.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't mind saving up my pocket money.
Yeah.
And getting
nice clothes,
something,
yeah.
something that will last.
Something that will last, something that fits. There's nothing
yeah.
like... I only recently have really started to care about... Well, care about... But yeah, to care about fit, how clothing fits.
Mm.
And so I you can see here, I have skinny little chicken legs. And so I find it difficult... But I'm quite tall, so I find it difficult to find pants that fit nicely. And so
yeah.
I've started taking them to get them altered. And it feels so nice. It feels so nice when you're wearing clothes that fit, that are made from nice materials, eh?
Yeah, amazing. Mm. Satisfying.
You have had the chance to look at New Zealand fashion and trends over this, 50-year period. What decade do you think is the best?
In terms of
fashion?
Fashion? Mm. I think I'd probably go with the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like... I really love the simple shift dresses, the floral patterns, just that silhouette of the... I'm thinking of shift dresses with the high neck and no sleeves and maybe out of a decent cotton. Yeah, simple but timeless.
Nice, great stuff. How do people get along to this, and how long is it running for?
So the exhibition is on level 2 of the Central City Library.
Uh-huh.
And it's on until Saturday, the 13th of July.
Great stuff. Zoe Colling, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that was Zoe Colling. That exhibition, once more, is on at Auckland's Central Library.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.